Today is Monday, November 30th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So the engine revver is back at it today. Normally it's at midnight or one in the morning, which is really strange, but the house next door to our neighborhood, to our little subdivision, cul-de-sac, whatever you want to call it, is a very tiny little house, and I should not look down on people, and I don't. Well, I try not to look down on people. We all have various economic statuses, and a lot of my best friends, when I was growing up, I lived in a small house, and I never thought anything of it, and I thought my life was full, and so really, the size of your house doesn't mean anything, but it's a small, junky-looking house with a shed that is always open with a bunch of junk inside of it, and they always have five or six cars parked out in front of this house that are all in various forms of disarray. And I don't know, I shouldn't judge that, but they're not, I'll say this, they're not people that I would probably get along with or want to be in the company of. I'm not sure that they're lovely people. One of the five or six cars is a pickup truck that proudly displays a Trump flag and then another flag that I've seen a couple of these flags around and I think they're associated with Trump, but they say, "Don't tread on me" or something like that. Anyway, regardless, I shouldn't judge them, but when we drive by, I'm kind of judgmental of that whole household. Also, when they come out, they look like some of those country bumpkin meth head people that take meth all the time, and they're probably not. They're probably lovely people. I should not judge. I'm horrible. I really am. I'm horrible. You guys should all stop listening right now because I am a horrible person. But anyway, that's what I think. And I'm trying to get better. I'm trying not to have those thoughts, but it's hard. One of the people that lives there, I'm almost sure, I don't know why, and I assume it's a guy, decides to rev his engine all the time. But I don't know if he's working on the car out in that little junky shed that they've got, and he's revving it to check that whatever modification he made worked. Or if he's trying to display his level of masculinity once or twice a day so that everyone knows how big his dick is. I'm not really sure. I have never been somewhere, and this is consistently, this is at least when I say one time a day, I mean for half an hour or longer, continual revving. Revving, and I know I've talked about this before, but it drives me crazy, and it's 5 p.m, so I really can't report to the police or anything. And I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be that Mrs. Kravitz person that's like, "Abner, what are these people doing?" I don't sound anything like Mrs. Kravitz, but that was a really pointless thing to say, but it just started happening right before I started recording, and I had to sit there for about 10 minutes waiting on them to get their fill of revving their engine because it was so loud it would have been on the recording. So I told you guys that we did not have a cabin. The plans fell through on the cabin. Ugh, I was so irritated. Part of me was irritated, but then even though I want to get away, it was kind of a rushed plan because we really couldn't think of anything to do because of COVID that would really be fun. Because when we travel, we like to go to restaurants and we like to go to museums and we like to see shows and we like to do all the things you do when you're traveling that all either are not currently open and or we don't want to be going in those places because of COVID and social distancing, and we're not doing that. We haven't been inside a restaurant since probably March 12th. And we're not going to start now until we have vaccines, at least, until we've both taken a vaccine. So on the one hand, I was really irritated that, and if I hadn't called, because I wanted to drive through Eureka Springs, which is halfway between here and Branson. And there was one Christmas light display I wanted us to quickly drive through. And then I wanted to go the rest of the way to the cabin in Branson, eat dinner, spend the night, and then do something during the day. I don't even know what. But then the next evening, go and see two or three of the Branson light displays. That was kind of the purpose of the trip. The thing that we were going to do is do these drive-through Christmas light displays. And I didn't know what time I was allowed to check in, because the check-in time was 4, but sometimes with these standalone cabin sort of situations or Airbnb or things like that, your window is smaller than the window at a hotel where you can check in whenever you want. And even with the hotel, Mark and I have had a situation where we were driving and we didn't plan our timing correctly. And we had booked a room, and we got there past 2 in the morning, and their system had already switched over, and we had a heck of a time, and we'd already paid for the room and everything, and we had a heck of a time checking in because their system had already switched to the next day. So it was crazy. But anyway, so even with the hotel, if you're really pushing the limits of the check-in time, there may be situations where they don't allow it or their systems aren't built for it or something like that. So I called. And I wouldn't have even known, had I not called to ask that one question, I would not have known that our reservation never went through. I paid for it. It came off my credit card. TripAdvisor sent me an email confirmation saying everything is confirmed. Your check-in time's at 4:00. If you have any questions, here's the phone number. And I assumed that was my confirmation. But then when I called, I realized I was supposed to get a second confirmation from some third-party seller or the property management company, I don't even know, with details on how to check in and everything. Don't use TripAdvisor to book anything, is the bottom line for all of you people listening. So we did go Friday night. We decided to go ahead and drive to Branson, and there were 3 different drive-through Christmas light displays. And we took Sydney with us. We put her in the, Mark walked her and gave her food and water and stuff. And then we got in the car and we drove to Branson and we went to 3 different drive-through displays. And of course, it's a holiday weekend and COVID, and everyone had decided that was something they wanted to do. The first one just looked like it was a neighborhood that had all banded together. And that's kind of common at least in Arkansas. I don't know everywhere, but it's common for a neighborhood who really get into lights to band together and everyone on the street do a whole bunch of lights. And then it gets so big that they start taking donations and stuff like that. And, you know, they'll have a Santa Claus at some point and all these things like you see on that show, Christmas Light Fight or something like that, where it's kind of put together by a neighborhood. So the first one looked kind of like that, and it was okay. The thing about these is they're all those where they build a metal frame that has a certain shape, like a Disney character or a Christmas tree or Santa Claus or a snowman or something like that, and they wrap the lights around it. So the whole thing that you're driving through is just various metal structures that are shaped like things. And I was hoping to see more, I don't know what, but more impressive, very, not necessarily metal structures, but I don't even know how to describe it, but just different than that. Maybe trees, maybe a bunch of trees that have been where they do the lights all the way out, the various branches and the entire tree is lit up and stuff like that. But these were all these metal, you know, where they welded them together and made them look like things. And so we went through the first one, and our favorite part of that one was at the very end, there was a tunnel, and there were all these individual strands of lights, and they had them moving in different patterns where it looked like it was just a really interesting pattern that it was making as you drove through the tunnel. So that was really cool. And then the second one we went to was in a zoo. And it's interesting because everything in Branson, Missouri is very religious. So the name of the zoo is Promised Land Zoo. Promised Land Zoo. And they have, it must be a drive-through zoo. We've never been there before. And I kind of want to go back because I really like zoos. I know how unliberal of me, but I really like zoos. And I also really like SeaWorld. Eat me. So anyway, I want to go back during the daytime when we can see the animals, but it looks like it's a drive-through zoo. And so what they do is they put all these lights up along the path that you would normally use when you're driving through to see the animals. And that one was cool. The lights were the same. The lights, again, were these metal wire structures that were built to look like things. And in the case of the zoo, they had a lot of ones that were shaped to look like the various animals that they had. So there was a buffalo, there was a lion, there was a, I don't know, whatever, otter, whatever animals they had, there were all these animals, a gazelle. And there were some other stuff as well. But the cool thing about this one was there were a few spots where we actually saw animals. And a lot of the animals, of course, were in bed because it was past their bedtime. It was in the evening. But we did see quite a few animals along the way as well. And I really enjoy that. And it was mostly more common animals like the gazelle or the buffalo or things of that nature. When I say common, I mean the ones that all zoos have. The kind of stock animals that every zoo has. We saw deer. And actually in Arkansas, you can see deer not in a zoo. If you're driving at night, you have to be really careful that you really do see the deer so that you don't end up hitting one with your car. But we did see deer in the zoo as well. And that one was really enjoyable. And the thing about these was they were not cheap. It was about $25 per drive-through light display that we had to pay for a carload. And it was just Mark and I, you know, and Sydney, but she doesn't count. She's not a human. And then the third one at some point was rated number one or top 10 drive-through light displays in the U.S. by some magazine or something. I don't really know. And I thought, oh, this is going to be fantastic. And we drove through there and it was the same. It was these same metal shaped things. They did have one really cool part where this one you were kind of driving through trees and they had a bunch of big, huge snowflakes hung from the trees. And so it was like you were driving through a lit snowstorm sort of thing. And then they did have the ones with the weird kind of creepy characters that are partly animated. Like they'd have elves and the elf would be hammering a toy or something like that. And so they had a lot of those. They had the North Pole, basically, that they had built, little mini structures and stuff like that. That was kind of cool. But by the third one, because they were all kind of same old, we were getting so used to it, the third one was probably our least favorite. And that one had the longest line, probably because of it being the number one in the world, in the U.S. And it was going the slowest of all of them. So we were driving very slow through this one. And then we stopped at a burger place called, I can't remember the name of it now, Culver's. Culver's. And it's a pretty good burger, actually. I would rank it in my top five burgers, although people don't trust me because I like Whataburger so much. So we ate that, and then we drove back home, and that was our exciting Friday night. Our weekend was just spent putting up Christmas decor, and our tree is up now. Everything is up on the inside, and the lighting guys just came today, and the outside is done as well, but I haven't seen it yet. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.